Part 8. Charlie stood in the apartment on Telegraph Hill, enjoying the morning sunlight that fell in through the windows. He was fixing his tuxedo, putting the bow tie on and adjusting it. He hadn't needed to buy a new tuxedo for the occasion, but his bow tie and cummerbund were purchased for the wedding. They were both blue, which was his favorite color. He thought for a few moments about how his life had brought him to this place. Moving across the country, getting the job at Kohl's, and still just living day to day, not really having a life as much as a string of days that followed each other. His friends had been far away, and he had replaced friendship with work, making Kohl's his life and spending all his time working. Every part of his day had revolved around his job, which had, of course, made him popular with the people upstairs. Being promoted to head of security had been amazing, and the promotion they had offered him would have been the top of the peak. But, as happens to many people, Charlie had discovered that he didn't want what was at the top. What he wanted was Mercedes, and what he wanted even more was the life they could build together. Sure, there would be obstacles to overcome. What marriage wouldn't have its rough patches? But he felt confident that together they could do anything. Charlie grinned at his own reflection, and when there was a knock at the bedroom door, he didn't stop smiling.
"Listen," Murphy said outside. "I'm just gonna pop outside for a smoke. I'm dying here."
"I told you you should buy some nicotine gum or something. The whole wedding is non-smoking. Even Mercedes' boss needs to go cold turkey for the day."
"Are you kidding me?" Murphy groaned.
"Okay, fine. But at least I need one now before we go."
Charlie considered for a moment. Mercedes had said that they should stay together, but surely a few minutes in bright daylight couldn't hurt.
"Fine, but California law says you can't just sit and smoke on the stoop. You gotta keep moving. Walk up the hill to Coit Tower. That way you also get your exercise. Just be back in 20, okay? I'm not gonna be late for my own wedding."
"No problem."
He heard the front door open and close as Murphy went out to indulge in his habit. "He should really quit," Charlie thought. "Jim can afford to do it since he's immortal, but everyone else..." He fiddled with the cummerbund, wrapping it around his stomach and adjusting it. He had just picked up his jacket and slipped it on when he heard the door open. Steps crossed the living room, and the bedroom door opened. Charlie turned around.
"That was quick. I thought you wanted to..."
In his living room stood a blonde man with long hair, pale skin, and eyes that burned into the core of Charlie's soul. He was wearing a white suit that made Charlie think of the suit one of his colleagues had worn to his wedding to his new husband. It was ruffled and looked a little like a wedding dress.
"Hello, Charlie," Maurice said.
"Were you expecting me to kidnap the bride when I prefer men? This is San Francisco, after all."
Charlie opened his mouth to speak, but Maurice spoke one more word and his mind fell away.
"Sleep!"
Rhea looked at Mercedes with stars in her eyes.
"You look incredible," she said, raising a hand and lightly touching the white dress.
"Don't I?"
Mercedes said, her voice almost shaking with happiness.
"It looked great in the store, really it did. But now it's even better."
"It's the hair,"
Isabella said.
"The hair gives it that last little bit."
She had worked for almost an hour making an elaborate braid of Mercedes' long black hair. It now hung down her back with little yellow and red flowers braided into it.
"The hair is great," Rhea agreed. "But I think what does it is actually more the look on your face. I've never seen anyone looking so happy."
"Really?"
Mercedes said.
"Well, I suppose I can live with being the happiest person in the city today, although I'm hoping Charlie's around the same level."
"I'm sure he is," Rhea said.
What's the time? How much time do we have?
Rhea looked at her watch.
Well, Charlie should be here shortly. We won't go out until Andrew and Murphy signal us. Where's your dad, by the way? Isn't he supposed to give you away? He's probably in the kitchen. Could you do me a favor and tell him to get ready when Charlie gets here? If we don't get a hold of him, he might forget what he's supposed to do, or forget to take his apron off. He's like that. I'll get him the moment I...
There was a knock at the door, and Rhea went to answer it, while Victoria and Isabella smoothed the last parts of the train before attaching it to Mercedes' dress with buttons and pins. Andrew was outside the door, but when Rhea saw his face, she knew this wasn't the summoning call.
What's wrong?
I don't know exactly. I just got a call from Murphy, the best man. Charlie's missing. He left the apartment while Murphy was out for a cigarette, and he's not answering his cell.
Rhea stepped out into the corridor, closed the door, and lowered her voice.
You're kidding, right? Do you think he got cold feet, or do you...
Not Charlie. Not in a million years.
Get Jim. I think this might be a Maurice thing.
He's out front.
Rhea went out of the little building that lay adjacent to Fay Park, and which served as the bride preparation room, kitchen, and prep area. She spotted Jim immediately. He was talking to Bob and another man in a corner. Rhea walked through the crowd, which was already beginning to get bigger. She estimated that there were about 50 people here now, of which she didn't know many, and Rhea didn't feel like exchanging pleasantries with them right now. She took Jim by the shoulder. Jim turned his head toward her.
Rhea, this is Bob's new boyfriend, Martin. Did you know he's a part-time pirate?
No, and honestly, right now I don't care. Come on, we need to talk.
Is something wrong?
Bob said. He looked unusually debonair in a double-breasted suit, and he had apparently done something to his hair, making it stand up and conceal the horns a little bit.
Charlie's gone AWOL. What the hell do we do?
Jim gritted his teeth.
Maurice. Has to be. He loves a public spectacle, remember? What's more of a spectacle than a wedding?
Do you think he just killed him?
Rhea said, which made Martin cover his mouth with his hand in shock.
Maurice who?
He asked.
The guy from the news? The vampire killer?
Never mind, Jim said. Okay, I'm going to need you two to keep things going here. Stall, or whatever you need to do, while we go search for Charlie. We'll start where he was last seen.
Sure thing, Bob said. But what about Mercedes? Should we tell her that her groom is missing?
Not just yet. If we can find him quickly and bring him back, she won't find out until after the ceremony. Keep your phone close to you. I'll call you.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Jim took off his suit jacket and tie and handed them both to Martin.
And find a good place for these.
Okay. Why? Martin said.
Because I don't want to risk throwing up on them.
He turned his head.
The sword's in my car. Let me get it, and then we hop to Charlie's place. Do you know where he lives?
Somewhere on Telegraph Hill, but I haven't been to his living room, if that's what you mean.
Top of Telegraph is fine. We'll find it from there.
Jim pushed through the crowd.
Excuse us. Coming through.
What's going on?
Mercedes asked, when Bob opened the door to the bridal chamber.
Is Charlie late or something?
Yes, I think he is.
Bob handed her a bottle of water, which she gratefully opened and took a sip of.
Well,
I can call him. If you could hand me my phone over there, Vic.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be necessary,
Bob said.
Not yet, anyway. He's probably just stuck in traffic or something. Your minister just got here, though. Martin's entertaining him right now.
Good, Mercedes smiled. I'm sure he's a busy man. He managed to squeeze us in today, but he's got other weddings to do. If we're running late, he should know.
I'm sure it's just going to be a few minutes, Bob said.
And may I say how absolutely stunning you look?
Thanks. I'm very happy with it as well.
Mercedes walked away from the mirror and walked to the table where her phone lay.
Look, there's no reason to call, honey, Bob said. Just sit down and relax for a few minutes. We'll keep you updated, I promise.
I'm sorry, Victoria asked. But I just have to ask. Did you overdo it at the tanning salon or something? I mean, your skin.
No, this is my natural skin color. Really, really long story, Bob said, and gave Victoria his most charming smile. A lot of people in this city look a little different from what you're maybe used to, but that's what makes it such a great place to live.
I was going to say, it actually suits you,
Isabella said. She was the sister who looked most like Mercedes, and when she put her hand under her chin to look at him, she sent some strong, flirtatious vibrations that Bob remembered seeing Mercedes do as well.
Is it just your face and hands, or is it, you know, everywhere?
Everywhere it counts, Bob said in an equally flirtatious voice.
But I'm sorry I can't offer you a look. I'm actually in a relationship right now.
Isabella winked.
I won't tell if you won't.
Izzy!
Victoria said in shock.
Behave! You guys, shut up! Mercedes said. Flirt on your own time, okay? You're my bridesmaids. Just give me a few minutes of quiet.
Bob looked at the two young women.
Sure. We'll be right outside if you need us.
He opened the door and led Isabella and Victoria out with a last long look at Mercedes. He had a feeling she would pick up the phone the moment they were out of here.
Listen, Mercedes,
he began as her sisters were out.
Maybe I should tell you.
Mercedes' phone rang. She went for it and looked over at Bob before answering it.
Just a second. It's Charlie calling. Wait outside.
As Bob closed the door, she answered the call and pressed the phone to her ear.
Charlie, where are you?
A voice she didn't recognize answered.
I'm sorry, but Charlie can't come to the phone right now. He's a bit tied up.
Jim and Rhea appeared in the street on the top of Telegraph Hill. Jim swayed on his feet, happy that this had happened before lunch, so he didn't have much food in his stomach. He turned and spat into the gutter, but managed to keep from vomiting.
You're really getting good at this,
Rhea said, as she held on to him until his balance returned.
A few more trips and you'll be just as cool as a cucumber.
Possibly, but I really don't feel like it's something I want to do on a daily basis. Even if it's a very easy way to get around.
Not to mention completely carbon neutral.
Rhea let go of his shoulder.
Okay, where does he live?
Over there.
Jim pointed with the hilt of the long sword he held in his right hand to a building a little down the hill.
Come on.
Murphy let them into the apartment and gestured around the empty rooms as if he could summon Charlie with a wave of his hand. He looked worried and ashamed at the same time.
I was gone for maybe 15 minutes, he said. Not that long, but he was gone and there's no sign of him. He brought his phone, though.
He might have just kept it in his pocket, Jim said. That doesn't prove anything.
But maybe we can track it, Rhea said. Doesn't Charlie use an iPhone? There's some kind of tracking app for those.
she thought for another moment. Ah, forget it. We'd need his password for it to work, and I doubt even Mercedes knows that. Guys never give out their phone passwords.
Then I guess I'll try something else.
Jim went into the bedroom.
Was he in here last time you saw him?
Yeah, he was getting dressed, Murphy said. Jim knelt on the floor and ran his hands over the carpet.
What are you doing? Rhea said.
Using one of the talents that Howard apparently saw fit to give me. I thought it was something Michael had done that activated it. The guy I told you about who thought he was an angel, but apparently was one of Howard's earlier failures. I got the sword off him.
What about him?
He sent me a nail that contained clues to his whereabouts when I touched it. I could see images of where he had been and where he was going. Afterward, that ability sort of stayed there, but I don't use it much. It gives me a splitting headache and it's kind of uncomfortable to do. But maybe this was why I really got it, to find Maurice.
Jim closed his eyes and opened his mind. There was a moment where he was afraid that the ability, unused for more than a year and a half, would have faded away. But after a moment, images began to fill his mind. He saw fleeting images of Charlie and Mercedes standing in front of the mirror, talking, laughing, and then a clear image of Charlie turning to face a blonde man dressed in white.
Maurice. Damn it. I hate it when I'm right, Jim muttered.
He held on to the image and then tried to follow it with his mind, chase it to find out where Charlie had gone. No, been taken, he now saw, as Charlie fell to the floor and Maurice and another dark-haired man carried him out. He tried to follow, saw a couple of images of a car, the streets and the hills, going downhill, down, and then a dark room with an enormous mural on the wall. He had only visited the room a few times, but it wasn't a place you forgot easily. Jim looked up at Rhea and Murphy, who looked like he didn't know what to believe.
Maurice took him to the Elysium, he said.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.